This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The centre has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said that rumours and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. Dr. Mittal said that only 17 states and UTs are presently conducting regular or intermittent press briefings. They have been asked to step up proactive and regular public communication to ensure timely dissemination of accurate information through social and electronic media. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the passage of the Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 in the Parliament is India's giant step towards accelerating ease of living and ease of business. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the bill makes Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of New India a grand reality by making life easier and business simpler for all by cutting down on several legal provisions. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will arrive in Puducherry this afternoon to take part in election campaign. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow and address party workers and the public.
The Prime Minister will arrive in Puducherry Airport around 4:15 p.m. From there, the Prime Minister will proceed to Ajanta Signal Junction, the starting point of the roadshow. The roadshow will pass through a stretch of about 1.2 kilometers in Anna Salai and conclude near the Kamaraja statue. NDA leaders and candidates will accompany the Prime Minister. He will interact with party workers and supporters along the road, urging them to support the NDA. Bibinasnath, Akashvani News, Puducherry.
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has handed over the investigation of Malda case to the National Investigation Agency. The NIA team will reach West Bengal today. Yesterday, the Supreme Court had taken serious note of seven judicial officials engaged in the SIR exercise being taken hostage in Malda district. The court had termed it deplorable and sought responses from the State Home Secretary, Director General of Police and other officials for their inaction. The Ethics Court directed the Election Commission to order a probe by either the CBI or NIA and to immediately ensure security for judicial officers, including deployment of central forces, if required. The decision has been taken in compliance with the directive of the Supreme Court. They will submit their preliminary report to the Ethics Court on 6th of April. India's seafood exports have recorded strong and sustained growth, expanding at an average annual rate of 7% over the past 11 years. Ministry of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying said that the marine product exports have more than doubled during the period, rising from over 30,000 crore rupees in 2013-14 to over 62,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. The ministry said India's seafood exports span a wide and diversified basket with over 350 varieties of products shipped to nearly 130 global markets. It said India's fisheries sector has emerged as a major contributor to food security, employment, export earnings and sustainable livelihoods. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today paid tributes to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said Shivaji Maharaj united the people to protect dharma and culture and established Hindvi Swarajya. Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Churches are witnessing special services and the way of the cross with devotees gathering in large numbers. In his message on the occasion, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said, "Everyone remembers the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and reflects upon his timely message of love and compassion." In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Good Friday commemorates the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And that is the end of this news bulletin.